Volunteering in a New Frontier. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Volunteering. Volunteering in a new frontier. The world has undoubtedly changed in a short space of time. As we reflect on how volunteering adapted during lockdown, we look at how this might influence the future of volunteering at Guide Dogs. Since the coronavirus pandemic, like many UK charities, it was necessary for us to follow government advice and adapt every part of our organisation, including our volunteering arm, in response to the outbreak. Our priority continues to be protecting the health, safety and well-being of our volunteers, staff, service users and dogs. But during this unprecedented time, how is volunteering changing? The rise of the community volunteer. Across the country, we've witnessed the rise of community volunteer groups, a movement across neighbourhoods to provide help to keep vulnerable neighbours safe. Through delivering groceries, collecting prescriptions and walking dogs, this support has been a lifesaver for many older people and those with underlying health conditions. Recruiting and promoting their services through leaflets and on social media, community volunteers have single-handedly increased the profile and importance of volunteering today. Virtual is the new reality. A few months ago, we began exploring how other charities were conducting virtual checks with prospective volunteers. An area we are keen to explore is virtual home checks, which are currently being used for rehoming by Dogs Trust, the RSPCA, and Battersea Dogs and Cats Home. It's an approach that could work for guide dogs. For our 17,000 volunteers, we've already begun testing some learning and development sessions via Zoom, with the option to join in by phone as well, so no one is excluded. This approach is helping volunteers to maintain their knowledge and confidence in their roles. We're gathering feedback from this process to continually adapt and improve, and we'll update our volunteers on Zoom and other developments through our new monthly e-newsletter, The Guide. Another development underway is the improvement of our Volunteer Voices groups, which share learning and experiences and feedback on different issues at a national level. We're already working together on how to improve the experience for members whilst integrating some virtual elements within the feedback process, as well as creating more opportunities for others to connect and contribute online. Throughout this uncertainty, it's been more important than ever for us to show our appreciation of our amazing volunteers who've gone above and beyond. During Volunteers Week, 1st to the 7th of June, we shared stories of dedication along with many thank you messages across our social media pages, including specially organised Zoom calls, forums and live streaming events. Many of these heartwarming and inspiring stories have made their way through the nominations process for the upcoming Local Volunteer Awards this summer, which will move from its usual face-to-face format to virtual events. How to stay up to date? It's never been more important to stay on top of the latest developments at Guide Dogs, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. To ensure our volunteers stay informed, we are constantly updating our website with relevant news and information on how we're responding to the changes brought on by coronavirus. For up-to-date information, including advice and guidance specifically for volunteers, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/COVID-19. We're stronger together. What the pandemic has shown us is that when we come together, we can do great things. Inclusion and diversity have been at the foundation of the volunteering movement in the last few months. People from all walks of life and even businesses have been playing a role in supporting the government and the NHS to tackle the virus. It's something that we're keen to replicate. We truly want to attract more people to support guide dogs in different ways. So far, we've been looking into how we can better engage younger people, families and companies to support our goal of helping people with sight loss to live the life they choose. While we can't accurately predict the future of volunteering, what we do know is that technology will play a bigger role. We envisage a more integrated approach where digital opportunities are mixed with real-life interactions and events. This flexible approach could complement and enhance face-to-face contact. For us, the pandemic has been an opportunity for guide dogs to think more flexibly about volunteering, how we support volunteers and reach more potential supporters. But above all, it has shown that volunteering as a community has been a constant throughout these changes and will continue to be as we shape our future. Included here is a photograph of Guide Dogs staff members, volunteers, service users and guide dogs.